I will have to ask for your sincerest pardons because I'm not prepared. I'm definitely not prepared. And also, you can probably hear my laptop in the background as we speak. And I, like, Audio Technica is a really good condenser microphone. So hopefully, with the laptop right behind it, it won't bother it that much. But today, I have returned for the Talktober Challenge. And, ooh, improv. Okay, I had a cup of tea just deliberately so I could stay up late because it's 12:07 a.m. And, yeah, I gotta get this done. And oh my, 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 my.
Here's me.
Let's just jump right in. Okay, dramatized villain. Which is sick because I feel like I've been in that position before. So. You honestly think I did it? After all we've been through, you wouldn't have thought that there was a single moment that maybe, just maybe, none of this could have been true. So really, you think now that you were sat next to a monster? I know that you're gonna believe what you want to believe. And I respect that. But punishment should be based on intent. And I am not the villain here. I just wish that I had the words to prove it to you, to make you believe. You know? Even the bad guy has a wish, you know? And that's all I want. I just want you to do what everybody else isn't. Believe me. I like it. Okay. Day 12. Shy night. Okay. Low key. Lady knights are kind of like my thing. Kind of like firefighters that are women. Like, oh my god, save me. You know? Oh, my bisexual heart. Okay. So. Let me move my chair to get to the right position. I'm thinking. By the way, yes, the Sir Knight series is continuing. It's just I'm having a really hard time writing the next episode. Because transitions and all that jazz, okay. Who goes there? Your Highness, why, oh, forgive me, I barely recognized your colors. Oh, well, yes, I'm a new hire, you see. I'm still in training. Oh, yes, nothing to fear. I shall open up the gate for you right away. And know that you will be protected as long as you are within these walls. Well, I mean, if I should ever be positioned to the rank, I would gladly protect you outside of the walls as well. I mean, well, my job is to be the doorkeeper, of course, but, you know, I do hope one day to be granted with your utmost respect and your responsibilities to protect your Royal Highness. Oh, yes, yes. Sorry, I'm rambling on. Have a good day, miss. Or, Your Majesty. Sorry, was I supposed to curtsy? Oh, thank you. Thank you, Your Highness, thank you. calm down. You did the right thing. Nothing can get past me. What? Is that an arrow? Sure. Sure. You know, I'm really starting to regret not bringing water to these sessions because I drank all my tea. Now this next prompt, I really don't want to do because I don't want to touch politics. Because you see, day 13 is possessed politician. And, I don't know. I just have this... I don't want to do it. I don't feel right. I don't feel right bringing it onto the channel. I don't want to do it. I just don't want to do it. All right. So, Jovial Dragon. Well, first of all, I do not have the voice of a dragon. And I don't know what jovial means. So, let's look up cheerful and friendly. Cheerful and friendly dragon.
Oh. Sorry, my throat's making a lot of noises.
Actually, I did one dragon audio for my voiceover February. I think it's still up. I think it's called Dragon Guard or something like that. Yeah, you could check it out if you want it, but Jovial Dragon. I have an idea. So I think I mentioned in my last audio, I have two D&D characters, Sakura Puakai and this unnamed dragonborn bard who plays the piccolo. So I think that's what I'm going to do. Okay. So, wait, did I do that last week? I totally don't remember. I'm just going to, I'll just improv. Let's think. Spare change, ma'am. Oh, thank you, kind sir. Oh, now that you have gifted me with this, would you like to hear a story? Why, yes. I've been all over the continent, and I have many stories to share if you will only take the time. Sit with me, yes. And well, where shall I start? Well, my father was a great musician, and he's the one that taught me how to play the piccolo. Although my mother didn't really like it, she always preferred the flute. I always liked the piccolo. It plays the same way, it's just at a higher octave. So, I just love to play it. I love to have people dance. And as I journeyed around, I noticed that this piccolo, when I bought it off a merchant, has more powers than you would think. Uh-huh. Okay, just listen to this. You see? Very catchy. Sorry. I'll stop playing. I don't want to give you any of the jitters or something. But, oh, now I should probably tell you about the time that I met this owl bear. Oh my god. Now birds. Birds have a very sweet sound to them, but owls are very ooh, you know? And the fact that it was a bear was like, ooh, ooh, you know. So, you see, I had to come up with a way so that they wouldn't fight me. And once I started playing my piccolo, they seemed to have a very better disposition with me. And that's how I got my friend, the owl bear. And he was so nice, and I still visit him from time to time when I go up in the south. Did I just say up in the south? Oh, you know what I mean. But anyway, how was your day? And, where'd you go? Why do they always leave?
Why did I decide to make that sad? I don't know. But we're trucking along. No.
Protective drag queen. Oh my god, did you listen to Garland Audio? Because you should. You definitely should. Because it made my day. Just like it's going to make your day. Now, not who Rose thinks. I kind of expected him not to really pull through. But then again, what he did was like enough. And I don't think he should feel bad. So, like, let me just sum it up. He literally just did, he explained that he had no idea. I'm rubbing my head because I just took out my braid. Don't worry about that. He literally went, I'm protecting you. I'm a drag queen. Now, well, wait, because I am a woman, does that mean I'm a drag queen or am I a drag king? Well, I guess I should just go with the prompt. So, protective drag queen. Well, hi, little darling. Are you enjoying the night so far? Oh, I hope you are. But if I may make a suggestion, I wouldn't drink that if I were you. I saw the whole thing. In fact, look. Don't worry, it's just my pinky. But look at my nail polish. There's something in there, darling. You don't want to drink that. How about I dispose of this for you? And I will get you something that is real and something that I will make in front of your face. Yes. Now let's get you away from all these strange men. I just don't have a good feeling about that. But, hey, what would you like? Huh. A delightful choice. Water is actually quite good. And no, you shouldn't feel bad for not wanting to drink tonight. Especially not after this. And do you have a driver for when you want to go home? Because if not, I would gladly drive you, honestly. Oh no, it's no big deal. I wouldn't want anybody to be hurt tonight. We're sisters, right? We gotta protect each other. I just want everybody to feel safe, you know? Now here, let me get you a nice ice cold water. And if you're up for it, we can dance the night away. Not bad. Not bad. Not bad at all. I'm feeling okay. So, hopeful cannibal. This one is sick. And I don't know where to go from here. Oh. Hopeful cannibal. I have an idea. Okay, just bear with me. Alright, so, let's see. So, how do I remember the dance moves? Okay, so, scoop of ice cream, cross arm shoulders, touch the shoulders, up, down with your hips, then hand around your head, and then boobs, 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 heart, and then hips, and then pitter, patter, where your heart is pumping, and then you move your hands like this, and then you're on a platter, and then you cross or something, it's hip-hop, and then you scoop the tea round your head again, and then suck your... Yeah, okay. I think I got it. I think I got it. Okay, so let's see. Let's see if I can do it. Okay. I am cannibal, cannibal. I'll eat you up. Oh, no, no, I forgot that. Okay. Oh, wait, one more time. Just breathe in, breathe out. Okay. Okay, so just come on. you do this, and then that, you jump, and you go around, and then it's da-da-da, and then heart, and then bun da 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 da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- Let's see. I am cannibal, cannibal. I'll eat you. I'm pretty. And so hunger really hits me. Rambling hot goes pitter patter. Every witch on a platter. Using my hand to stir my tea. And I want to fuck off. Fuck you. Or whatever the fuck. I'm leaving it at that. Disorganized apothecary. Well, funny I just mentioned that because I really gotta organize my oils anyway, so.
Oils were like my diffuser. Oils are for my fucking things.
Tired, sorry. Okay. Disorganized apothecary. I see. You're looking for something that will promote good blood pressure and the overall steadiness of the body. Okay, I can certainly provide that for you. Just give me 1 second. I have to go in the back and find the thing. Okay, well, what's the thing I was trying to give them? Okay, I don't remember. Let's consult the book. The book is a good thing to find. Okay, let's see, good blood pressure, steadiness. Well, I could give them a garnet that does generally promote good health, but they want something more specific. Okay, let's see. Amazonite, physical healer, good for minor skin issues, rashes, burns, no, metabolic issues, no. Okay, not that one. Appetite, psychic gifts, spiritual development, no. Ametrine, amethyst and citrine combined together, great focus on meditation and calming of the mind. No, not that, but I can certainly use that. Okay, citrine, removal of toxins and other excretions from the body, good for metabolism. Wealth and prosperity, no. Let's see, garnet, detoxifying stone that clears the body of negative energy. Yes, that is a good stone. That is why it's my favorite. Okay. In January, I'm a Capricorn. All right. Let's see. Moonstone. Good in aiding both men and women with hormonal and thyroid problems. Oh, would that include blood pressure? Oh, I don't know. I probably could, but where did I even put everything? Jesus Christ, when I said spring cleaning, I should have just done it. Or, oh my God, it hasn't been like this since the last showman. Okay, all right. No, I'm not looking for peppermint. I'm not looking for lilac. I'm looking for garnet. Come on. Let's see. No. Seashells? Why did I put the seashells here? No. They're not even meant for the bathroom. Okay. Wait, why was I looking in the bathroom? I don't know. Let's see. Iron ore. Copper. What could copper be good for? I don't know. Come on. I can do better than this. Just one moment, dear. It's an organized mess. I know where everything is. No, I don't. Onyx. Well, I guess it could work. Onyx, sunstone, garnet. Oh, there we are. Oh my God, I gotta get these capitalized and ordered, and oh my God, Hello, dear. Here you go. Here's your set of garnets that you ordered. So I do believe that this is going to help you immensely. And if there is anything else you would like, please don't be afraid to let me know. Apple oil? All right, sure. Sure. I'm definitely not prepared for day 18, which is sultry sports commentator. This one I just kept laughing at. Okay. Sultry sports commentator. I have an idea. Okay. And here we have with Doc Suk leading this battle. Oh, look how he skates, how he glides about. It just takes your breath away. Ooh, taken around by Bacoy. Such a dark uniform. It's quite slimming on him. And then he goes in for the shot, saved by Howard. And oh, what a lovely goalie he is. Look at him stew those splits. You wonder how he does that with all that heavy equipment on him. He must be a bodybuilder. And all those padding for protection. It makes you wonder how his wife deals with it in bed, if you know what I mean. She can't nearly be as flexible as him. And how I miss Fedorov and Eisenman and all the good people of the world. Why did we have to lose such good Russians? And oh, I could drink them up like a white one. I know what I'm drinking tonight. This is weird. I feel uncomfortable. We're moving on to Conscientious Demon. Now, I know what that means, but I want to be sure. So, Conscientious Demon. Or Conscientious Definition. Which, by the way, if you know Red Wings, you would know everybody that I just mentioned. So, yeah. Michigan woman right here. Hockey person. Wishing to do what is right, especially to do one's own work or duty well and thoroughly. Relating to someone's conscience. To do what's right. A demon who wants to do what's right, who wants to complete their duty. Here we are. Here's the thing, Doctor. I am aware that bad things happen every day, and I am aware that good things often happen every day, but people are not often aware of the ratio between the two. Sometimes they are more prominent one day, while the other times they are not. And my job is to have people not realize that I am the one responsible for the bad days. So you see, I see somebody that's having a bad day, and I want to make it better, except it's worse in their eyes. So while I suggest that one person is getting a better day in despite of this other person, it kind of levels it out, you know? But just, I'm so aware of my existence in this world that it really makes it hard for me to do bad things. It makes me wonder, like, am I actually a good person because I want to do my job right? Or am I a good person by counteracting that? And whatever I do, there's going to be an outcome. I'm going to ruin everybody's day with everything I do. And who knows? Maybe that could lead to something greater than they could ever imagine. One person gets fired, they find another opportunity, and suddenly there's a whole career change. Or suddenly somebody breaks up with their boyfriend, and years later they grow, and then they come back together again, and everything has fallen into place. They've realized that they have had to grow in their own time. And so, am I truly a demon for causing all this? By opening up another door and thereby closing a window? Oh my. I need therapy. Alright, day 20. Last one. I'm happy we're getting through this. Grumpy tattoo artist. Why, hello there. What can I do for you today? Ah, typical. Nothing. Just another woman who wants to imprint their favorite Disney princess onto them for the rest of their life. And that's fine. That's fine. It's not like it's ever been done before. Oh, I'm just kidding, dear. You can do whatever you want. Though, know that I pay up front. Yes, so you've come here because you know that I've done this before? I have. I'm quite good at it, actually. I do take pride in it. I just get so bored. Like, I swear, if somebody tells me another goddamn heartfelt story about how they met their favorite Disney princess at Disney World, I'm gonna throw up. But you know, you can really judge somebody based on what character they would like to put on their skin. So, who's the lucky princess? Oh, I see. The one who started it all. The 13-year-old that had suffered from a little bit of necrophilia, and then suddenly it's brought back to life and suddenly everything's okay. The one in the glass coffin. Lips red as the rose, hair black as ebony, skin white as snow. Of the tale, Snow White, I do know. Well, lucky for you, you've come to the right tattoo artist. Well, come on then. It's off to work I go. Yes. I'm happy. And off to editing I go. And this has been Talktober, days 11 through 20. And the next time you're gonna see me is, hopefully, Halloween, ladies. Highlander reference, anyone?